As the truce in Gaza is set to expire, talks between Israeli, Palestinian, and Egyptian negotiators in Cairo have failed. Hamas wanted the lifting of the Israeli-Egyptian blockade of Gaza, while Israel wanted the demilitarization of the coastal enclave. But why would the two sides agree to talks if there was not a chance or hope for an agreement? Just one of the questions we'll ask in this edition of The Debate. What is evidence is that the world public opinion has changed against Israel, and even Israel's allies have been affected, like the UK, who has said that if fighting resumes, it would suspend arms contracts to Israel.
The Israeli war on the Gaza Strip continues to take a toll on people inside the besieged territory, though both sides are sticking to a 72-hour truce. An unexploded missile has gone off in Beit Lahia, killing several people and injuring some others. Meanwhile, indirect talks are still underway between Palestinian and Israeli delegates in the Egyptian capital Cairo on the last day of another three-day ceasefire. Egyptian mediators have presented a plan to both sides that includes the gradual removal of some aspects of Israel's blockade and the reduction of Tel Aviv's so-called buffer zone. But a member of the Hamas delegation says Palestinians are opposed to extending the truce without the fulfillment of their demands. Diplomats say the gaps are still very wide, with Israel's blockade of Gaza being the most contentious subject. The key demand of Palestinians is the lifting of the seven-year siege, but Tel Aviv insists that Gaza must be disarmed first. Palestinians in Gaza consider this demand preposterous, given Israel's long history of aggression against Palestinians, both in the besieged territory and in the occupied West Bank, as well as against regional nations. This is while Israeli officials have warned about the resumption of the offensive on Gaza. The Israeli regime says Tel Aviv may expand its ground operations there and overthrow Hamas if no solution comes out of the Cairo talks. Tel Aviv is deploying more troops to the border with the Gaza Strip. Israel has been under the pressure of the world public opinion since the start of its onslaught on Gaza over a month ago. Unlike Israel, the demand of the Palestinians, namely the lifting of the siege, is fully justified. Many nations want the blockade to end so that the years-long ordeal of Gazans will end too. Iran, which is a fervent supporter of the Palestinian cause, has repeatedly voiced its backing for an end to the Gaza siege. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution calls the demand of the Palestinians sound, which no fair human being can deny.
فلسطینی ها در غزه منطق درستی است میگن آتش بس رو قبول بکنیم معناش این است که اسرائیل حمله کنه بزنه بکشه هر کار میخواد بکنه یک ده روز بیست روز ادامه بده بعدم همه چی تمام بشه وضع به شکل اول در بیاد کدام عاقلی کدام منطقی این رو میپذیره حالا که این همه خسارت بر اینها وارد شده باید یه اثری داشته باشه این اثر برداشتن محاصره غزه است.
Israel's repeated wars on the Gazans in recent years have further tarnished the regime's image as well as that of its staunch support of the U.S. worldwide. The wars have left thousands of people dead, but the onslaughts have failed to break the will of the Palestinians who have been fighting for their land since the creation of the Israeli regime in 1948.
Let me introduce our guest for this edition of The Debate. Journalist and peace activist Kenneth O'Keefe joins us from London. We have former U.S. intelligence officer Bob Ayers, who joins us from Somerset in the U.K. Gentlemen, welcome. Bob Ayers, talks in Egypt have failed. They were actually doomed for failure because, well, Hamas wanted the lifting of the siege. Israel wanted Gaza demilitarized. Why do you think talks were held in the first place anyways?
Talks were held to try to attempt to achieve a temporary ceasefire or a truce for the time being to allow both sides to catch their breath before they go back to what they do best, which is waging war on each other. There is no underlying change to the fundamental principles that have given rise to the conflict between the Gaza Strip, Hamas, and Israel. Hamas still subscribes to the view and the belief that the state of Israel should not exist and it should be destroyed. Israel subscribes to the view that says we have a right to exist and we want to exist. And these two fundamental differences are not going to be resolved by a truce, not going to be resolved by a ceasefire. And in the opening statement, you mentioned that Hamas and the Israelis were conversing in Egypt about the ceasefire. Let's, or the peace talks. Let's be very clear on this. Neither Hamas nor the Israelis are talking to each other directly. They're both talking to the Egyptians as a middleman. These two sides hate each other so much they can't even sit across a table from each other and have a dialogue or a discussion. So anyone that believes that somehow this is going to improve after this next round of negotiations, I think is dreaming, and they're not being very realistic.
Well, Ken O'Keefe, one of the news sources that have been close to the talks, based on the, many accounts, have said that the Israeli envoys, during these talks that were held in Egypt, they actually had nothing to do, that they were actually sitting in the hotel room, they were drinking tea, strong cups of tea, as they were being hosted by their Egyptian hosts there. And this is while you have patients in the Gaza hospital that are dealing with their life and death, who are in a coma, and they're not being, and some, not many, by many accounts, are not being given the right to even get help medically. Something just doesn't seem right when it comes to what we're looking at regarding the people who have been wounded, not to mention, of course, the 1,960 deaths, and how this whole thing is panning out for the poor Gazans.
Anytime you have two organized entities fighting with each other, they're going to be casualties.
This is for Ken O'Keefe. I'm sorry, Bob Ayers. Ken O'Keefe.
Well, this is exactly what the so-called peace process has been. For those of us who have been paying any attention at all, it is merely a show, a Hollywood production, intended to effectively convince the people of the world that Israel is trying to find a way to peace, and it doesn't have a partner in peace. And so it will go through the motions to make itself look like it actually wants peace. But anyone who pays attention to exactly what is happening between the Palestinians and Israel since 1948 and even previous to that, we'll see that clearly the people that call themselves the leaders of Israel, the people in power over there, are conducting themselves in a way which is very, very revealing indeed, and makes clear that the last goal of Israel is peace. I also want to get back to what your guest said in Somerset, in which he talked about how Hamas, they love to fight, and so do the Israelis, and they both continue this lust for fighting. And that Hamas refuses to recognize the state of Israel and wants it to be destroyed. Well, I would ask him this. If the black South Africans had been asked, are you willing to accept an apartheid, racist South Africa, which is dominated by white people, will you accept this? Well, their answer was very clear. No, they would not accept that. If you ask the Irish if they were willing to accept an imperialist, racist British Empire in Ireland, the answer was no. They would not accept any form of that. So Hamas is really no different from the South Africans who resisted apartheid, or the Irish who resisted British tyranny. They will not accept a Jewish state of Israel, which puts them in a category of subhuman and allows the Israeli state to treat them as subhumans, torture them, imprison them with no due process of law, and massacre them at will. Who in their right mind would accept such a thing?
Bob Ayers, do you accept Ken O'Keefe's analogy? There are a couple of them that he made.
Well, other than the emotionalism and some of the sort of inflammatory terms, he seems to be ignoring what the issue is before us. And we have two sides that have been engaged in a conflict for the last 60 some odd years now. And we're now worried about how this is going to stop. How are we going to achieve peace in the region? And fundamentally, both sides want something out of these negotiations. Hamas wants the blockade lifted. They want freedom of movement. Israel wants Hamas disarmed, so they won't attack Israel anymore. And on those two basic requirements for negotiation, neither side is willing to give an inch, which suggests to me that there is no negotiation possible. There's simply posturing taking place between the two adversaries. Now, we can go back in history and we can say so-and-so did this and they did this and this is why they're doing that. That's all interesting, but it's irrelevant to what we're trying to achieve now, which is peace in the region. And you're not going to achieve peace in the region unless there is a willingness to compromise from both parties, neither party of which has demonstrated this willingness.
I believe Bob Byers, you once said in one of the, perhaps it was in one of the debate programs here on Press TV, that were Israel to give up the siege, what would they get in return? But isn't the siege, but isn't the siege something that is illegal to begin with, and shouldn't it be the right of Palestinians?
Well, let's talk about this. First of all, siege is a term that applies to a form of warfare that used to take place back in the mid-ages, in the medieval times, where you'd surround somebody's castle and you'd wage war until you destroyed the castle and kill everybody in it. What is happening in the Gaza Strip is not a siege. It is simply a barricade to prevent people from the Gaza Strip going into the state of Israel. It's prohibited freedom of movement across a border. That's not the definition of a siege. So when we start using terms like siege to describe border controls or the prohibition against border controls, then we're being pejorative. We should point out that these same border controls, these same things that are preventing the Palestinians in Gaza from transiting the border, are also put in place.